proud to announce today that we have reached a deal to end the shutdown and reopen the federal government.
The deal, which the House and Senate need to approve, would fund the closed portions of the government through February 15th, 3 weeks to debate the president's request for his proposed border wall funding. In Washington, I'm Karen Kafa.
Former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone is out on bail now following his arrest at his home in Fort Lauderdale, Florida yesterday morning. He's charged with witness tampering, obstruction, and lying to Congress in the special counsel's Russia investigation, says correspondent Nick Valencia.
He's only allowed to go to three areas here in South Florida, Eastern District of New York, and as well as the Eastern District of Washington, D.C., and Virginia. He's not going to be allowed to change his address. He also has to forfeit his passport, to which he responded to the judge that he currently does not have a valid passport, that it is expired.
Stone will be arraigned Tuesday in Washington. A middle school student was killed, another injured yesterday afternoon in the collision of a nearly empty school bus with a Union Pacific train in Athens, Texas. Superintendent Ben Stiles.
Our hearts are broken for the families and everyone involved in the accident.
At least seven people are dead, 200 missing, after a dam collapsed in Brazil yesterday. Brazilian mining company workers were eating lunch when a dam that held back waste failed. The restaurant was buried in sludge. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Macy's Winter Weekend Sale cures the cold weather blues with an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Don't miss 60% clearance savings on fine jewelry. Women's coats are 40 to 50% off. Save 25 to 60% on men's dress styles and accessories, plus an extra 25% off with your men's pass. And take 30% off our exclusive Goodful Home Collection. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
What's up, guys? It's Elena. And when it comes to dating, many people say love has gotten lost. But if you still believe in love, Match is the app for you. Match has created millions of love stories. They've been number one in first and second dates, number one in marriages, and over 1 million babies made. Plus, the Match app got rid of swiping, so people put more thought into their choices. You can now view photos and read more about the people you see. So download the Match app for free today and find someone who believes in love just like you do.
50 years ago, milk bottles were used over and over. Now, some major companies want to recycle that idea.
Back in the old days, when the milkman delivered dairy products, he'd pick up your empties, take them back, and they'd be used again. And again. Well, the recycling company TerraCycle has announced that Clorox, Nestle, Unilever, and other big companies have signed on to its Loop program to put their products in reusable containers, the way milk deliveries used to be made. It's called the Milkman model. By 2030, Procter & Gamble hopes to eliminate all its one-use plastic that's ending up in oceans and landfills. For instance, it says Tide detergent will come in a stainless steel bottle with a durable twist cap. I'm Evan Haining.
Top story of the hour, hundreds of thousands of federal employees are being asked to return to work and, quote, reopen offices in a prompt and orderly manner following the end of a 35-day government shutdown. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey, constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're gonna make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how Geico, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much they made me the spokesperson. Using Groupon is easy. Just save with the Groupon app on your phone. There's nothing to print out, which is great because I'm the type that if I can save on it, I'll do it. Paint class? Yes. French cooking class? Oui, oui. Brazilian steakhouse? Let's get the meat sweats. Hot yoga? Love it. The only thing I won't do is pay full price for what I do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
ABC News is sponsored by Gary Zell's Auto Glass, 513 3rd Street Southeast in Huron, specializing in mobile glass replacement, windshield and door glass replacement, free pickup and delivery. Gary Zell's Auto Glass, 352-0836.
Overcast today with a chance for snow. Highs around 25. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows around 5 above. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely. Highs level off around 33. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki on KOKK. Currently, it's 10 above.
With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Huron Tiger Boys basketball had their rescheduled game at Pier last night. Pier Huron was taking a few frustrations out, played their best game of the season defensively, and they rolled to a 70-48 win over Pier, snapping a four-game losing streak and improving their record to 7-5 on the season. Kobe Bush, 24 points. Tegan Evers added 23. Huron now gets set to host Aberdeen Central on Tuesday. Wrestling last night, Huron hosted Pier at the middle school gym. Tough night for the Tiger wrestlers, picking up three wins as Pier goes away to win the duel 57-12. Picking up the wins for Huron, Tajay Jenkins-Harris had a pin at 160. Tyson Lean decision at 152. Gabe Rieger decision at 182. Another busy day at the Huron Arena last night, second day of the Dakota Yate Girls and Boys Basketball Tournaments. The finals are set for tonight. In the girls' bracket, the consolation games, Omaha Nation defeated Tekeni 69-50, Marty over Tiaspe Topa 50-45. Semifinals, Flandreau Indian School cruised past Crazy Horse 60-38, and Lower Brule took care of Tiaspe Zena 60-39. Boys consolation games, Marty 79, Tiaspe Topa 42, and Crazy Horse defeated Tekeni 66-27. Semifinals, Tiaspe Zena defeated Flandreau Indian School 68-65. Lower Brule outscored Omaha Nation 76-69. We'll run down the final day matchups here in a moment. Other scores yesterday, girls basketball, DeSmit defeated Elkton Lake Benton 78-10. Highmore Herald 281 conference win 53-16 over Iroquois. Potter County defeated Sunshine Bible 56-48. Couple of AA scores last night. Lincoln defeated O'Gorman in girls basketball 46-36. Mitchell 53, Watertown 41. And Brandon Valley outscored Aberdeen 66-40. Looking at boys' scores from last night, Britton Hecla 75, Redfield Dolan 61. Kimball White Lake topped Woolsey Wessington 66-59. For the Warbirds, Brevin Hooks had 15 points, Lyndon Williams 12, and Skyler Zomer 10 points. Highmore Herald defeated Iroquois 66-36, and Parker County defeated Sunshine Bible 71-38. Double A scores, Roosevelt upended Yankton 56-53, Harrisburg 49, Watertown 33, Brandon Valley defeated Aberdeen 61-58. That's the rundown of our high school basketball. College basketball last night, women's scores, Northern Sun, Sioux Falls 65, Upper Iowa 39, St. Cloud State defeated Northern 76-64. In the North Star, Viterbo 67, Dakota State 61. Men's basketball, again, Northern Sun, Sioux Falls 81, Upper Iowa 72. Northern Edge St. Cloud 77-73. North Star, Viterbo 93, Dakota State 60. That's the rundown of all our scores from last night. Schedule for today, Dakota Yate Challenge will have its final day, 8 games played at the Huron Arena. They will start an hour earlier today at 9 a.m. Here's the lineup. For the girls, 9 o'clock, 7th place game has Tekeni against Tiaspe Topa. At 12 noon, it's the Consolation Championship, Omaha Nation and Marty. At 3 o'clock, the third place game, Tiaspe Zena and Crazy Horse. And at about 6:30, the girls' championship, Lower Brule and Flandreau Indian School. For the boys bracket, 10:30 this morning, 7th place, Tiaspe Topa plays Tikini. At 1:30, Consolation Championship, Marty and Crazy Horse. 4:30 this afternoon, 3rd place game for the boys, Flandreau Indian School, Omaha Nation. Then the championship at about 8 o'clock tonight, Tiaspe Zena will play Lower Brule. Again, all 8 games at the Huron Arena to close out the Dakota Yate. The rest of the area schedule for today here on Tiger Wrestlers, after the duel last night, turn around, they travel up to Aberdeen for an invite there. A number of basketball doubleheaders around the area for today. Falkton is at Hitchcock Tulare, and James Valley Christian is at Lake Preston. In a boys basketball, Wessington Springs is at Woolsey Wessington. Hockey, the Huron girls are hosting Sioux Falls. So that's the rundown of our local schedule. Minnesota Timberwolves saw their 3-game winning streak snapped last night as they lost 106-102 to the Utah Jazz. Timberwolves will be back at home tomorrow night. We'll have it on the air 5:30 with the pregame here on KOKK. Dakota Sports Saturday Day. We'll talk here on Tiger Basketball with coaches Tim Budenhagen and John Scout, and also here on Tiger Gymnastics with head coach Julie King. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 8:30 this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Morning, everyone. Back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll talk here on Tiger Boys basketball first with head coach John Scouten. The Tigers pick up a 70-48 win over Pierre last night. And, coach, after a Tuesday, which we won't go too far into, that just was, well, it was an eye-opener for everybody Tuesday, and I think the kids kind of took heart last night and played the Tiger game we've been expecting this year.
Yeah, you know, we tell our kids you got to have short memories. You don't want to sit and dwell really on if you get a big win or you have a tough loss. You got to try to stay consistent in terms of your effort and in terms of how you approach the game. But, you know, after Tuesday night, we had some pretty disappointed kids, some pretty disappointed coaches, because that's not us. That's not our style. That's not usually the effort that we get. And it just, for whatever reason, I mean, you could probably list 100 different things as to why Tuesday night went the way it did. But very, very pleased with how the kids responded Wednesday in practice, Thursday in practice, and then obviously last night in Pierre, it kind of came together. And we got back to kind of playing our way.
And really 70 points, but I felt the defense set up a lot of those points. We were jumping passing lanes. We were getting steals. We were heading down the floor. We were either getting the layups or we were getting fouled because they didn't want us to dunk, because we had a couple opportunities on that too. But, you know, for me, while we've had, what now, 7 wins in the season, last night was by far our best defensive effort of the season.
Absolutely. You know, and I didn't realize it. You know, there's so many things throughout the game you just don't really pay attention to. But when you get a chance afterward to kind of look at things, you know, Coach Coffin pointed out every quarter total score for Pierre was lower than the previous quarter. So I think the first quarter was like 15. The second quarter, we gave up 14. Third quarter, we gave up 12. And the fourth quarter, we gave up 9.
I think I had him 1 of 10 from the field in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, anytime, you know, your defense, you know, that tells me our kids were locked in and stayed locked in, you know, as the day or as the night went on. You know, normally you'll see a 18, 20-point quarter somewhere in that mix, and we just never surrendered that many points in the quarter. You know, and then on the flip side, that second quarter, I think we scored 26 or so, and that was kind of the difference. But very, very happy with how the kids came together and played D. The talking, the communicating, that was the most impressive part to me, was the flying around and staying together, you know, in a tough place to play against a really physical team.
And just, you know, when you talk about the defensive effort, obviously what we saw a lot of was Tegan Evers and Kobe Bush jumping passing lanes and getting down the floor. But on the other hand, they had two pretty big fellas that they were able to post up, in particular the Zabel kid down low. Tanner Evers got the initial assignment there. Did pick up a couple of early fouls. In fact, I think Mr. Zabel drew, I think, 4 fouls off of us there in about the first 10 minutes of the game, but that's where Blake Cruz came in. He came in and he gave you the physical presence you needed underneath, and while Zabel had the strong start, it like you said, just like the peer team, it slowed down as the game went on.
Yeah, you know, I told Tanner last night, you know, he must be the strongest kid on our team, because he gets called for a lot of pushes, and I'm watching him, and he's giving up 50, 60 pounds to some of these kids he's guarding, but that kid's got nothing but fight. And he's never, you know, hey, Tanner, you got the big kid tonight, and he's looking at you, shaking his head, okay, yeah, let's do it. So, you know, you gotta tip your hat to a kid like that. I mean, he knows he is undersized every single night at his position, and so, you know, for other kids, for his teammates to look at him and say, well, he's going to battle that kid, then I'm going to buck up, I'm going to do the same thing. And then Blake came in, did an incredible, incredible job last night. I thought he made it hard on him. That kid tried to post him up and move him around, and Blake just sat in a stance, got low. You know, they say in post play, the low man wins, and I thought Blake did a good job of being low, lower than the guy he was guarding all night long.
You know, not only that, you know, while that was a tough matchup for us, on the other hand, defensively, we made some tough matchups on them. It seemed like I saw Kobe Bush on their point guard a couple of times. I was 6'4 against 5'8. Tegan Evers had a couple of mismatches. And, you know, like Cooper Freiberger, you just put him on anybody. It doesn't really matter what the height is. He just adjusts his defensive style to what the assignment is.
He really does. And you got to have kids like that. You know, Cooper, you just look at him, and I think I've heard the analogy, you know, he's kind of a Swiss Army knife. He can do a little bit of everything. He just brings an incredible toughness to our team. You know, last night, I know initially when he subbed in, you know, yeah, he's on a quicker guard on the shooter, and then all of a sudden a couple of guys getting some foul trouble, or, you know, Blake's got to take a seat because he's been playing for a few minutes, so got to give him a break, and it's like, okay, now you got to go bang on Zabel a little bit. And he's, yep, got it, I can do it. And I thought he did an incredible job talking through, you know, last night we tried to stay big on big as much as we could, just so that we're not putting our smaller guards in bad spots. But at the same time, you know, if we have to search, we do it. And I thought Cooper did a good job navigating through that, you know, saying, get through it, stay in, I'm here. And then all the while not getting locked on him, you know, our guys did a good job staying focused on the backside, you know, and that's kind of been a point of emphasis here for us lately, is our backside help's got to be more of a presence for us, because some of our kids, that allows us to get out in those passing lanes. If our kids are tentative and they're just kind of sitting back on the passing lane, then we don't need our help side as much. So those things kind of go hand in hand. So if we can improve our help side, our kids can take more chances in the passing lanes. Maybe we get some easy steals and layups or dunks or whatever the case is. But overall, it was just a really nice defensive effort from our kids.
You know, Nathan Bournes, you know, he hit that three right away, and I thought, you know what, we've been waiting for him. He's been in a bit of a shooting slump, but then he goes down with the injury, which obviously wasn't something that you had in the game plan. He did play maybe a half minute there in the second half just to show you, I think, that, you know, I can still play. But at that point in the game, there's no reason to risk it. But, you know, Nathan hits that shot, and you think, well, you know, maybe we're back on the right track, then we get the injury. But bottom line is, you saw Mason Rozelle come in, probably play his most minutes of the season, and the kids set up. I know you just said in the post game last night the entire bench was engaged for all 32 minutes.
Right, and that was a challenge we laid down as coaches. you know, again, going back to Tuesday night, and you're sitting there watching Harrisburg, boy, their bench was loud. The kids behind their bench were loud.
But our kids behind the bench weren't saying stupid stuff like Harrisburg was.
Yeah, that's true. But like last night, you know, we laid that challenge down to our kids. You know, our varsity kids, hey, when you're sitting there watching that JV game, sit there, talk, communicate, point things out. Anytime you get a program that's more player-led, when these kids take ownership of that, then that's when programs become special. And so for us, that was a big point of emphasis for our kids last night, was the noise, the communication, on both ends, but our guys fed off the energy of those guys last night. You know, our freshman, sophomore, and some juniors were sitting in the stands, you know, hooting and hollering, yelling across the way at the peer kids, you know, going back and forth. And it just makes for a fun environment, and guys can feed off of that. And I thought our kids played with some enthusiasm. I saw a lot of smiles on the floor last night.
And back and forth in a sportsmanship-like manner, again, going back to Tuesday night. Well, now as we look ahead, it's a three-game week next week as they have the makeup game from a week ago last night with Aberdeen on Tuesday, so home Tuesday, and then the annual Northern Hills trip to Spearfish Sturgis Friday, Saturday, preparing for Aberdeen. They pushed number four, Brandon Valley, right to the end, lost at three at home last night. Just kind of scanned their stats there. The Bergen kid had something like 10, 11 points, but like 16, 17 rebounds. That kid's just getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and I think I said last night, you look at the record, and it is what it is. And you know, the message for our kids is you can't look at records and go, okay, this one's going to be a little easier tonight. I don't have to show up. That's not the way it is. I mean, even teams, you know, Mitchell taking teams to overtime and playing close games, and they haven't won a game yet. You can't take a night off in this league. So Tuesday night when Aberdeen comes in, we got to make sure we're ready to go because they're long and big and physical again. You know, their guards are getting stronger throughout the year. They've had a ton of practice time in the month of January. You know, they've got, I think, 9 games in February. So they haven't played a ton of games. So now once they start getting into that role, that rhythm of playing games and competing against other teams, you're going to see a lot of improvement there. I mean, so regardless of who the team is across the sideline from us, on the opposite bench, we told our kids last night the standard has been set now for our level of energy, our communication, our defense, and then that all trickles into the offense. And we know that you're not going to score 70 every night. Some kids are going to hit shots, some kids won't. But that defensive intensity, that focus, that energy, that we can do every single night. And so we got to make sure we bring that to work on Monday and then on Tuesday to the arena in front of a great Huron Arena crowd.
Then two injuries last night. Mentioned Nathan Borns and also Cooper Freiberger had an ice pack on the ankle as well afterward. Obviously too early to tell where you're at on that. But all I can say just from my own past is those two guys probably hurt a little more now this morning than they did last night.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I haven't
reached... Morning after is not always fun.
Right. You know, I haven't reached out to either one yet today, but I'll do that this morning sometime. And, you know, yeah, like you said, you know, Nathan thought he could give it a go, and I'm imagining, you know, if the game was closer and more competitive at the time, you know, he would have been able to go longer, but just no sense in doing it last night. We had other kids stepping up, and same thing with Coop. You know, that kid's a warrior. He's a fighter. You know, we'll see what he feels like. You know, he's got today and tomorrow off. Practice Monday, we'll see how he's feeling, and then, you know, if he's ready to go Tuesday, great. If he's not, then it's the next man up. You know, like we talked about last night, the entire bench was engaged. I thought Colton Pell came in and gave us incredible minutes last night, used his length. You know, and for him, it's partly just a comfort level. He hasn't had, a ton of varsity experience, and so for him to be out there as long as he was in the spurts he was last night, I thought he did a great, great job last night. You know, you look at Mason, like you said, you know, his stat line's not, you know, he doesn't have anything, but the kid just flat out plays. He doesn't hurt you. He's excited for his teammates. He makes plays, just little subtle plays, like, you know, being able to handle the basketball one-on-one full court and not turn it over. A couple boards. I mean, you know, just stick your nose in there. He fought. He got switched on to Maher one time and he had to sit and guard him.
That was kind of fun to watch.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what that's about. You know, our guys are ready to give him help, but that's part of the whole crowd engagement thing. You know, they're on him, and our guys are yelling and screaming for him, and he's kind of feeding off that energy, and it was just an impressive night overall from everybody.
Well, I know you got a couple guys waiting for some donuts here, so we'll let you go. But again, Tuesday night, Aberdeen, and then Northern Hills next weekend. So, hey, you know what? We're about to the end of the grind month, as I call it, January. And then February is where everybody, you want to turn the focus to what's ahead.
Right. You know, we're very... we're aware of what's coming down the line, but at the same time, our job as coaches is to keep them focused on the day at hand. You know, last night before the game, we talked about playing in the now, playing for the present. You know, sometimes we get so worried about, you know, what's happened, what we've gone through, what's ahead of us, and we forget, and we just kind of fall, and we stumble right now in the present. And so our job as coaches is to keep them focused. Like I said, you know, it was a great win. I hope our kids enjoyed it. But now when we come in Monday, you know, it doesn't mean anything. We got to make sure that we just continue to stay focused and do what we need to do on the defensive end.
John Scott, head coach here on Tiger Boys. Boys and girls home and away with Aberdeen coming up on Tuesday. Boys will be on Tiger 95. Girls will be here on KOKK 1210 AM. Here on Tiger Gymnastics coming up next year, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
This is Andrew Wiggins. Catch Timberwolves action all season long right here on 1210 KOKK Huron.
Minnesota Timberwolves on KOKK return this Sunday evening as they host the Utah Jazz at Target Center. Pre-game is at 5:30, tip-off at 6 o'clock Sunday night on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Hey, this is Carl Anthony Towns of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Your home for Wolves basketball all season is 1210 KOKK here on.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here, Dakota Sports Saturday, talking with Huron Tiger Gymnastics coach Julie King. They're getting set for their stretch run as a week from today is ESD, 2 weeks from yesterday, and today is the state gymnastics meet. Huron lost a regular season triangular on Thursday up in Aberdeen due to a school being called off, so we're able to go to a JV meet last night. We'll get to all that coming up, but Julie, I guess it would have been nice to compete on Thursday on one hand. On the other hand, from a varsity standpoint, you are pretty banged up.
Yeah, it was probably a good thing for the varsity girls to get a bit of a break and not have a meet. However, it is always nice to get another competition, and it is another chance to get a qualifying score to make it into the state meet.
Well, you did, as I mentioned, you were able to go to Mitchell last night, got the JV girls some competition, and after missing Thursday, that was pretty huge for those girls to get a chance, because really, last night, that was the end of the season for them.
Absolutely. It's always nice for our JV girls to get another meet in, and I was going to bring a couple of our varsity over to that invite, but I decided that we were going to make it a true JV meet for those girls, since it is their last meet of their season.
Well, let's kind of talk about where we're at right now, and I mentioned at the beginning you're banged up, so it was maybe in some ways kind of a blessing you didn't go to Aberdeen on Thursday, but boy, those injuries. Have you had a season like this with this many injuries? I mean, any sport, any coach, you're going to deal with it some, but just the major injuries this year.
You know, I have coached in Huron for 28 years, head coach, middle school coach, and I have never had a season so full of such severe injuries. So, it's nice to have a little bit of a break for some of our varsity girls. They need to gather together, mentally get tough, get ready to compete. We've still got a lot of really tough girls out there ready to go for ESD. Sarah Christensen is looking really good and very consistent, and I've been very proud of the work she's been getting done. Jamie Kattner is another strong one for us in floor and on vault. JC's coming along in her vaults. I've been really impressed with her getting her handspring full. Leah Pyle is another one that's been working really hard for us on bars. Brittany Nelson, she's been throwing some pretty nice looking vaults lately. And, you know, another one that's really impressed me is Haley Bixler. This is her first year that she's ever been on the gymnastics team. And so she's really been putting in a lot of work in her floor routines. Another name that you're going to hear coming up in the near future is Mackenzie Paulson, and she's been working really hard on her vault and her floor.
Well, the one name you didn't mention there was Erica Zell. She's dealing with a back injury right now, did not compete last week when you went to Watertown, and right now probably best to say it's a big if for next week ESD. You hope for the best, fear the worst.
Yeah, Erica's really nursing a really major injury due to probably more overuse than anything. And, yeah, it's a tough call to know where Erica is going to be standing.
You know, and then the other injury, as we mentioned, major ones, and, of course, we know about that one, was Cassia Decker right before Christmas, tore up her knee. She's out for the year, in fact, just getting ready for surgery. But bottom line, those are two girls that you were counting on, and due to, well, just kind of the way things go, I guess the girls got to step up. But I know you've been happy with what you've seen with girls that have been put into the lineup.
Absolutely. I mean, we still have a really strong base. The girls need to keep their chins up, they need to work hard, and I know we can score in the 127 range if we can stay on the darn beam. And that's what we've been really working on, is perfecting the girls' routines on those beams, on the beam.
You know, and as I said, we're a week away from ESD, and at this point, you're really not sure who's going to go where, what you're going to do, but I just got to kind of figure out who's healthy, who's ready, and get the lineup set probably by the middle of next week.
Absolutely. The girls will have an idea of what they're doing, I would say by Tuesday, so they can compete. And the nice thing about ESD is we can actually compete six. I can list seven, but we compete six, so that helps out quite a bit. And ESD has another, you know, high stress level, because this is the one that they, if they do well, they qualify. So we're looking at the top five girls that place at ESD are automatically in for the state meet, and that's both of the regions. And then we're looking at only 40 girls that will be competing on bars, beam, floor, vault. So the spots are limited, and the stress level at ESD is pretty high.
You know, not only that, even for the team size as well, because, again, those team scores count for who competes what on Friday of the state meet.
Exactly. So in both of the regions, the top three teams automatically make it in, and then it's the next three highest scores that will make it into the state meet for the team.
Well, overall, to wrap it up here, again, we'll visit next week when we have a little better idea of the lineup there for ESD. Bottom line is, every coach deals with injuries. You just kind of wish they wouldn't all hit as they have this year. But, again, you said you got other girls willing to step up, and I'm sure some girls are probably doing things they weren't planning or didn't think they even could do back in the middle of November.
Right. Some of our younger girls are pretty excited that they get an opportunity to go to this meet. So that part is a positive thing, but it is pretty hard to swallow a pill of such large injuries for a season.
Julie King, head coach of Huron Tiger Gymnastics, off this weekend. They prepare for the ESD meet going on in Brookings next Saturday. More coming up here on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Sunday, February 3rd, the Los Angeles Rams and the New England Patriots meet in Super Bowl 53. Hi, this is Kurt Warner. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew from Atlanta for all the action. When I was on the Rams, I faced Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in their first Super Bowl. Now the rematch comes with the Patriots dynasty looking for their sixth crown and a Rams team trying to bring the title back to L.A. If it's Super Bowl 53, it's right here.
Pre-game 4 o'clock, kickoff 5:30, Super Bowl Sunday on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll talk here on Tiger Girls basketball with head coach Tim Buttenhagen. The Tiger Girls off this weekend after playing Harrisburg, hosting them on Tuesday, lost 61-46. But again, a few bright spots coming out of that too as they get set for a big week here upcoming. We'll get to that shortly. But coach, first off, just go back to Tuesday. Again, a little struggle initially on offense, maybe found a little groove, something you can build on in the fourth quarter as we were able to score some points, and that was with Harrisburg's regular rotation still on the floor.
Yeah, I thought we moved the basketball a little bit better. We got rebounds, which led to a break, and then we got some good looks coming out of the break. So we got to continue to make sure that we get to the boards quickly, kick the ball out, and we finally got some easy hoops. So hopefully we can build on all those things.
Well, you mentioned the rebounding, and that's the thing. The way our girls are constituted, we aren't going to get rebounds naturally, as in being tall and just going up and get them. So we got to get there other ways.
Yeah, we got to make sure we're quick to the ball. We got to anticipate where the ball's going. We got to tag our girl, which means just bump them and then go get the ball. We can hold that traditional box out because those girls are bigger and stronger, and they can jump over us. So we just got to tag them and then go get it. And, again, that led to some of our success in the break on Tuesday night because then we could spread the floor. We could attack. We're playing against good numbers on defense because not all five girls are back. So we always have an open girl. I thought we just got to continue that because that was the first night we've gotten easy baskets against a good team in about three games.
You know, and expanding on that rebounding thing, Sammy Schultz was the one who really kind of bought in there because she was willing to bang there with the taller girls. She was aggressive. She went after the basketball.
She did. She was she was all over the floor, and that 5'8", whatever she's at, she's giving up 4 or 5 inches to each one, to those girls. And you can see Sammy's want to. She's kind of like Dennis Rodman. She goes after the ball and. As she goes after aggressively, and it's just not one effort; she's multiple efforts to try to get the ball, and we got to continue to do that, and hopefully that'll rub off on some of our other girls.
You know, that's something we haven't seen a lot of is just that physical play. Now Brooke Schultz brings that to the floor as well. In fact, I think she kind of goes out looking for it at times.
Yeah, Brooke. I thought Brooke has had three of her better games coming against Lincoln, O'Gorman, and Harrisburg, and she's just getting better. We need to use her quickness to getting to the basket a little bit more on offense. So we're gonna have to design some things where we can get there big away from the basket, get her the ball, let her go to work a little bit. But as long as she can get to the boards and get us some second and third shots, that's what we need out of her.
And we were getting some outside shots as well. And the good thing about that was really wasn't from Haven Hines. She had another double-figure scoring game, but they were really concentrating on her on the perimeter like everybody else does. But Tenley Buttenhagen stepped up, hit three threes, and Bella Shreve, the ninth grader, had her best game on the varsity.
Yeah, if those girls can continue hitting threes, I think, Bella had four, Tenley had three, Kylie had one. That's eight. Coming from those girls, if we can get that, that's going to take a lot of pressure off of Haven. and then her girl cannot. Her girl's going to have to help a little bit if we hit those shots, and that's going to give Haven a little bit more room to operate. And plus, when Haven drives, Tenley's girl or Bella's girl or Kylie's girl can help out if they're hitting that shot. So it gives her a better path to the basket.
And just overall, like I said, while Harrisburg did lead the entire ball game, we've had some fight in us. We saw it last week against Sioux Falls Lincoln as well. The girls are really working hard on defense. I know we did give up 60 on Tuesday, but bottom line is the defensive side of the ball for a lot of the season, I think you've been happy over there. It's just getting the offense to develop, and that just gets to a system that works for the way our roster is constituted.
Yeah, it does. Defensively, we've gotten a lot better from the first couple games. We've spent a lot more time. I think the girls are buying into the system. We got to do a lot of backside help in the post, which allows, you know, teams to skip it and get that three. But we're going to give up something, and hopefully there are teams that don't come out as hot as Harrisburg did or as O'Gorman did. You know, they just shot the ball well, and if they shoot the ball well, they're going to beat us, and we realize that. But we got to catch a team where we're taking away the inside game, they skip it, and they're not hitting those shots. Long rebound feeds our transition, get it back, get it down the floor and get some easy baskets and get on a run that way. Would kind of remind me of a Yankton. That's how we want to, you know, how we want to progress from here. You know, make it really difficult for teams to score on the inside, make them pitch it from the cheap seats, and then get some easy baskets.
Okay, we're talking to Tim Budenhagen, girls basketball coach here on Tigers off this weekend. They head to Aberdeen on Tuesday. And now you did give the girls a couple days off. I know we were talking there back at the beginning of this month that January is really the grind month where you're just getting a lot of games. Sometimes you don't have a lot of practice time in between games. Probably nice to have this week in between games here now. Plus girls staff, I think everybody was happy to have Wednesday, Thursday off before getting back to work yesterday.
Yeah, you gotta rejuvenate. You know, it's been a long season right now, and when things aren't going your way, you know, you kind of start feeling sorry for yourself and why am I not playing more? Or, you know, just different things that you have to go through as an individual and process. Coaching it was great because now we can take a look at Aberdeen, get a couple more, you know, looks at them on tape, and then get the Spearfish and the Sturgis. Because those are big games for us right now. Now it's a one-game tournament, each one of those, to get us one step closer to the DAC 16. So we're really excited now, rejuvenated, ready to go to work, and ready to go down to Aberdeen and really, you know, compete and play a great game.
You know, that's the thing is you go to Aberdeen, again, that's the postponement from a week ago last night, and, you know, they are the defending AA champions. They had heavy losses off that team, but Don Seiler, she's been coaching, I think, longer than you have, or I guess not quite as long, but she's a veteran coach, and, you know, she's coming up with a plan here now for her team for the stretch run.
Well, I'm sure she is. You know, they played Harrisburg a lot of man-to-man. They played Yankton a lot of, you know, 1-3-1 zone. Whatever she has prepared, we gotta be ready for. I think our new lineup will, you know, surprise some people, because now can you really play us, man? Because we don't have a traditional post player in there. We can spread you out. Each girl's pretty good off the bounce. Each girl can shoot it. So I think that causes some teams a little problem. So we'll see how she wants to defend us. But they're, you know, they're big inside, Kusler, Goff. In the inside are two pretty good players. Yeski has been really good for them, driving the ball and posting up. And then, you know, their guards. So they're systematic. They're going to do what they do. They're going to try to pound the ball inside on us and then make us help and then try to get some shots from the outside. So we just got to be ready for the inside game. We got to take away Goff, take away Kusler, take away their best players, and then hopefully the other girls can't beat us.
And as we just look ahead here, 11 games in means 9 games down. You mentioned the SODAC 16. Really, that's the goal, especially after this team missed it last year. I know that is a goal for the girls to get there. And, well, obviously a couple more wins would help the way. You don't want to depend on somebody else to help you get there.
No, we want to take matters into our own hand. That's why every game that we put, you know, these next four, Aberdeen, Spearfish, Sturgis, Pier, are like tournament games for us. You know, we're 0-0 when the ball goes up. You either make the tournament or you don't. So that's the type of pressure we need to put on ourselves, to win these next games, because, we need to win those in order for us to advance. And we want the responsibility on us, not hoping for other teams to lose.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. Again, here on Girls Off this weekend. They haven't played since this past Tuesday. They'll have a week off before they get back on the court this coming Tuesday. They'll be at Aberdeen. Again, that's the makeup game from a week ago last night when we were snowed out. And that game will be on KOKK. Again, you still, even with the postponement, we're still going with the mere scheduling with the boys at home, the girls and the road on Tuesday. So, girls at Aberdeen will be here on KOKK. The boys at home will be on Tiger 95. That'll wrap up this edition of Dakota Sports Saturday here on